Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
Welcome to episode 9.5 of Startup Addict. Today, we're going to be talking about don't be a meow pussy.
Welcome back. That was a grand entrance. Yeah.
Jeez, he's coming in hot.
He got artistic on his trip. How was your trip? What did you do?
Camped. We went to San Diego, Palm Springs, Grand Canyon, Joshua Tree, Flagstaff, Sedona, and then back to Palm Springs.
Where did you camp?
Grand Canyon and Joshua Tree. So
it was your first time, right?
Never been camping.
What'd you think? Is it gonna become a habit?
I think so. I actually enjoyed it. I thought I'd be fighting something like a cat or
a plant. At least.
Yeah, I almost said plant, and I was like,
at the minimum,
I thought I'd be fighting a
like little
plumber.
Shop of horse. There's edible plants, or I don't know.
Like edible plants might have. Gotten you in the state to begin with.
Anyway, but yeah, it was good. It was a good camping trip.
hey, Dennis, edit this out.
Do we have to start over again? Fuck.
No, where are you at?
All right, last time. Go.
All right, last time.
One take wonder. Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, so you're going to say that. You need to. Let's get the fact that you just got back from camping. Ask you how it was.
I said great.
Make sure you say it was your first time ever, because that's interesting.
Okay.
Make sure you get scared.
I get scared.
Speaking of being scared.
Yeah. All right.
54. This is the first time Julio came to the room, right?
Yes. We did like 19 takes.
But we got farther this time.
Yeah, this time. We have an idea now. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 9.5 of the Startup Addict. Today, we're going to be talking about not being a meow pussy.
Wow.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
thank you.
Came back on fire. This is
coming in hot.
But you just sit out in the desert painting watercolors and mixing songs. How'd you get so creative?
Oh, it was just hours and hours, 2,300 miles driving. So it was pretty insane.
Nice.
It was fun. I had a lot of time to think and drive.
Did you write more Paper Sons songs?
No. Just sang a lot to myself in my head.
Any progress on the Crooks and Goons business plan?
A couple things. I was thinking about doing
He left saying that he was going to do something about that.
Yeah, he wanted to do a Shark Tank style episode where he wanted to present it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm ready. But
I'm thinking undergarments made of money. But yeah, it was good. The camping trip was good. First time ever. I never actually camped before, so.
You survived.
I survived. I definitely was scared.
No near-death experience.
No, I did see ravenous deer that were like prancing
deer
around.
Near-death experience.
Yeah.
You sent me a picture of the deer, and I was like, fuck, I would have just gotten back in the tent.
That was crazy. They just literally just roamed up. They looked a little mangy, but it was,
Any kind of wildlife, even if it's a squirrel looking at me weird, creeps me out.
Yeah, squirrels were crazy out there. They were super aggressive. They just would run up and grab you.
Holy shit. No, thank you.
So you have the first time camping.
Yeah, first time camping.
But your sleeping bag is worn out. How did this happen? You said you got holes in your sleeping bag.
Well, it was 30 degrees outside, and falling asleep in this giant sleeping bag, the zipper came down, so there was like a little hole, and it was like super cold, and I got chilly, and got scared.
Scared.
We gotta confess, we're on like our 15th take of the intro. And we're having a hard time keeping straight faces.
So funny.
This episode is sponsored by Michelob Ultra.
Yes.
Indirectly. Yes. We bought some Michelob Ultra because these two guys are in ketosis.
Yeah.
They're both on the keto diet. Dennis hopped off the keto diet apparently while he was camping and then hopped back on today.
Today, yeah.
Julio's got a couple weeks left, but he's debating hopping off tomorrow for the day.
Yes, because tomorrow's the big Dennis Palooza. Palooza.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm looking or what's going to happen. But
so basically, our social lives revolve around Dennis. We had Dennis, the Paper Sons concert. Now we've got apparently Dennis Palooza. Dennis, one of those guys that He just decides it's all about him. The activities are about him. He's like, hey, guys.
Incredibly selfish.
Are you guys interested in participating in Dennis Palooza? Because I was thinking, you know, maybe the second Saturday of every month. But we whittled it down to one Friday.
Perfect.
So, anyways, back to Dennis's creative intro. This episode is about doing it because you want to. It's a little bit of a rant.
Yes.
We're a little agitated today. At least I am. These guys actually don't seem that agitated.
No, I'm fairly relaxed.
I woke up this morning, I went to the gym, and I felt old. And I was like, I was bitchy 5 minutes into the workout. Everything felt hard. Felt like a struggle, and I was just like, fucking old, this sucks. Fuck, I woke up with a kink in my neck. I'm like just complaining. And then halfway through the workout, is like, as I usually do when I start to complain to myself, I'm like, why the fuck are you here? Right? And then I don't actually say it like that. Everything sounds cooler in your head, I realized. Yeah. Right? Like if you say like, don't be a fucking pussy in your head.
Yeah.
When you're looking in the mirror, like doing, working out, it sounds like you're some tough gangster guy talking to yourself. But yeah. Really when you say it out loud, you're like, don't be a fucking pussy.
Come on, don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it.
But really I thought the same thing, right? You're at the gym and I'm like, why the fuck are you here? Stop complaining. You brought yourself here. Nobody put a gun to your head and said, hey, go to the gym in the morning. You went there because you wanted to go there. You went there because you knew it was good for you or you'd enjoy it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I always have that little battle with myself of like, just fucking sack up and do this. Like, you're already here. You know, if you can fucking sit here and do nothing if you want, but you're still going to be here for the same amount of time. And I thought about, you know, business is the same thing. It's easy to fall into a trap of like, oh, woe is me if things don't go well or, you know, I've been guilty of it. I used to, at Zappos, I would transfer my stress to my parents, right? So I'd call them all the time and be like, I don't know how I'm doing, or I can't do this, or, and it's not even so much like I can't do it. It's almost like you get into that, like, this sucks for me. You know, what am I supposed to do? This is too stressful, or this is too much, or this, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, they never said, if Luke gets older and he does it, I know what I'm going to say to him. My parents didn't say it to me. They were a little more patient, you know, and they'd be like, oh, it's okay, blah, 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 blah. But I'll have days all the time where I'm like, oh, I got too much to do, you know, like, even earlier today, I was like, I got too much to do. I got this to do and this to do and this to do and this to do. And it's like, dude, these are all self-inflicted things. Like, you want to do all these things. You can't do something because you want to and then complain about it. So it's the same in business. There's not very many of us. I can't think of any scenario where someone's like, you have to start a fucking business, whether you like it or not. Or even like, you have to get a job somewhere, whether you like it or not. It's like, sometimes it feels like you have no other choice, but you know, we're all pretty fucking lucky where we are, you know, where we live, and, you know, being in a country where you could do everything, anything you want, right? I mean, it's not everyone has the same good fortune of, you know, situations they're born into or mm-hmm. environments they're raised in. But by and large, there is opportunity here that doesn't exist in a lot of places around the world. So we're lucky, we're able to do it, and so it's hard not to fall into that trap of like, this is happening to me, this is it, it's not fair, and blah, 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 and it's like, dude, almost everything comes down to like, if you want it bad enough, then just fucking figure it out. Like, if you, you know, if you're doing something for the wrong reason, like if you're doing something because you felt like you were supposed to, or you thought you could make a lot of money doing it, and you don't really like it, then it's easier to fall into that trap of like, oh, I'm stuck, and oh, now I got to do this, and I don't want to do this. But if you follow, even if you follow something that you're really passionate about and really want to do, and you work as hard as you can, you're still from time to time going to fall into that trap of like, it's not fair, and this sucks, and I got too much going on, and I can't handle this, blah, 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 blah. And that's totally normal. So somehow you have to just, you know, accept the fact that that shit's going to happen sometimes. And try to remind yourself in the moment. It happens to me, and I'll just kind of laugh. Like, don't be such a fucking pussy. Like, dude, what are you complaining about? You know, it's like going to fucking Hawaii and complaining it's too hot, or going in the shower and
it's too beautiful and, you know, here.
Yeah, bitching about the fact you're getting wet in the shower. It's like, well, get out of the fucking shower then.
I got a hole in my,
you know,
my hole in my sleeping bag. Yeah.
It's so cold.
I'm camping. I got a hole in my sleeping bag. Which is just kind of creepy, but especially if it came out of the box that way.
Do you do that? Not the sleeping bag, but do you complain less now than you did before?
I don't know. Like I always say on this podcast, has been fun. It's like I'm saying what I would do differently or what I wish I did. I'm not always saying what I do. Like I still fall. I've today fallen into the trap of saying like I'm too busy. I got too much shit. And it's like, well, that's because earlier in the week you said maybe I should scale back. Maybe let's scale back and only focus on a couple of things. And then you added a new project in the middle of the week. So like, you know, it doesn't mean it's the right thing or wrong thing. Yeah. Sometimes you could, you look at why you're frustrated and you probably should look at it a little bit more and be like, dude, maybe it is too much. Or what we decided was it's not too much. It's just too much if you don't change anything. So if you don't add anyone to help with some of these responsibilities, then it's too much. And then you're just silly because then you're just sitting here going, well, we didn't get this accomplished. Why? Well, because we were focused on this new thing. Well, you know, again, whose fault is that? Like either embrace the fact that like, awesome, we thought of another thing which feels worth pursuing. Get excited about that instead of like, oh, fuck, bullshit. I thought I was going to get 10 things done today and I didn't, you know. Some of it's hard, like my inbox. I used to always get frustrated. Like, I can't clear out my emails. I mean, it's not like I get shitloads of interesting emails. A lot of it's just too much fucking spam or just shit that I don't know the answer to or stuff I don't want to deal with.
Can we borrow your money next?
Yeah, right? But finally, like Dennis this, just fell into ketosis for a second. Michelob Ultra just sponsored Dennis' last few comments.
Yeah, next week's going to be vodka. Go ahead.
Anyway, so this is just a long rant because I had one of those days that I just realized I think this is common. I think this happens to people. I tend to overly verbalize things. I got no problem complaining and out loud. But a lot of people probably feel stressed or stuck. And then you just sit there and think about, like, why are you really stressed? And you could probably change any of it, right?
Yeah. It just reminded me of the weekend. Because you texted me after... it was Cinco de Mayo weekend over at the restaurant.
Oh yeah.
And then I read your text. I was like, oh damn, because I can imagine you when you're frustrated, you're frazzled, and you're like, you know. And then you came back and told me the story on Monday.
And yeah, it's like sometimes in Nacheria, I'll get frustrated because I'll notice like it's really busy, right? And everyone they're working, there's hustling and working as hard as they can, but it's just there's little things that I notice like, oh, that could be better, or that could be better. And then it's like, wait, what? I mean, I understand what I'm frustrated about. I don't know if my wife or some point, it was like, isn't that a good thing? Like, isn't it a good thing that it's so busy that, like, little things are starting to fall through the cracks a little bit? You know, it can't always, if it's busier than was expected and things are affected a little bit, that's a good problem to have as long as you don't ignore that in the future or not plan for it the next time.
So looking at the silver lining of...
It was the busiest day in Nacheria history.
Really?
Yeah, it was busy.
I think it might have been, yeah, because last year
probably was, yeah.
Jim said it was.
Yeah, no, it was busy, and it was great. And then, it's another one of those weird things, right? Because I'm there, and I'm like getting frustrated and throwing a sauce bottle into the garbage can and just screaming, and yelling. Everyone's like working as hard as they can, looking at me like, okay, I don't know, this guy's fucking pissed. I don't know what, you know. So eventually, I was like, you know what? I just got to leave because. It's fine. I'm just like too close to it right now and I'm too focused on the wrong things. Like, you know, sometimes I think like, oh, customers are going to walk in and they're going to think this is a shit show.
Yeah.
But someone's like, no, I think customers are walking in and going, oh shit, this place is kind of going off. It's a different perspective, right?
I think you hit on the keyword there though, just even with what you were talking about before, it's a different perspective. And as you get older and wiser, you're able to give yourself a much different perspective than when you were younger and you were just used to complaining about everything.
Yeah.
And being able to take a step back and being like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're, I mean, if you're starting something or, you know, applying at a new place or working at a new place, it's because you want to. And that's just a hard thing to remember, you know? Like if you're a kid, your parents telling you, hey, you got to do this. You got to fucking do it. Like, you know, you have to do it. But if you're an adult saying like, oh, that looks like it could be a cool opportunity, and then you take that opportunity, it's, you can't like then be like, oh my god, this is like, you know, well then change it, you know. So I don't know, maybe this is just more or less than I need, but I feel like it's you know, if you just remind yourself you're doing things because you want to.
Yeah,
sometimes there's little parts of that you have to do.
Yeah,
But by and large,
you're good.
You want to do it.
And don't be a meow.
Anyways, I don't know how, you know.
The Nick Swimmer in therapy session.
That's yeah. it. Yeah. My therapy, my rant is over.
Sponsored by Michelob Ultra.
Temporarily.
Yeah. So that wraps up 9.5.
That wraps up 9.5. And God, that's going to get people excited for what's to come on episode 10.
We're going
to
get nuts.
We are.
If you're Tito's Vodka, that's they're going to sponsor us next week. Going straight to them.
Anyway, so yeah, do things because you want to. Don't complain and be a pussy.
Basic and simple.
Yeah. And remind yourself about, you know, and then. And also, as a leader, what happens if you're fucking complaining and oh, woe is me? And then what do you think the other people are looking at you like? That's, you know.
Like, you gave you a little baby.
Yeah.
My mom is.
That's the other thing. It's embarrassing every once in a while. It's like, you know, you get kind of like, and you realize, like, wait, I do have a choice. But this is episode 9.5, potentially. Or this might just be one for the.
One for us.
One for the hard drive.
Our biggest fan, the hard drive.
Yeah.
There's so many in the hard drive.
All right. Well, anyways, if this does make it
to the cut,
to the live air, please
subscribe. You know,
subscribe.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We're doing great. I think we're up to number 20 or so in under business podcasts in iTunes this week, which was awesome. Appreciate everyone listening. If you can, spread the word. Subscribe if you haven't. You can follow us on Instagram at the Startup Addict, Twitter startup_addict, and you could also subscribe on YouTube, because one day, whether it's 2018, 2019, or 2020, we're gonna hit that magic number.
Speaking about pussies, why don't you click that fucking button?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going a little aggressive on this one.
Yeah, yes. Remember, you do have the choice of listening. If you didn't like, if you don't like Dennis, you're capable of turning this off.
I want to be back in camping. That's the problem. Why am I here? What am I doing here?
We're going to send Dennis back to the wilderness.
My sleeping bag with a hole in it.
So we apologize. This was episode 9.5.
Adios.